From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Red Leg Husky. From the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, Red Leg Husky is an acoustic roots duo that has created a unique blend of boot-stomping folk music with soul. Red Leg Husky is Misa Giroux, vocals, guitar, and mandolin, and Tim McWilliams, vocals, guitar, and banjo. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. That's Red Leg Husky, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I'm running down the Carolina with hands on my heels. I'm going up to Virginia to hold my baby near. Got a bottle full of felonies and ain't got no time. Need to get back across that Mason-Dixon line. So I'm gone, well, I'm gone away from him.
Well, I was just a simple lad with mud on my hands. I dreamed of the city where I become a I'll strike out for riches, I'll strike out for gold. I met me a woman who took my soul. Oh, Molly, she tricked me, had a look in her eye. The closest thing I ever seen to a devil in disguise. I fell hard, balls of drowning in that sea. A fast living city life, the only life for me. So I'm gone, well, I'm gone.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 466th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome tonight's guest, Misa Giroux and Tim McWilliams, Red Leg Husky.
Love. Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with Red Leg Husky. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio, Red Leg Husky. For the people that haven't seen the logo, I just saw it. It's amazing. Actually, red legs on a husky. And the reason for that is we've got Misa from Connecticut, and we've got Tim from Cincinnati. You mesh those two, red leg husky. All right, so you have Cincinnati and Connecticut. You meet in Carolina, North Carolina. So tell us a little bit about how the red leg husky came from these distant places into the Carolinas.
Well, we both came down to Boone, North Carolina for grad school in the Appalachian Studies program and focused in Appalachian music. I came because I finished up an AmeriCorps year and was looking for something else to do, and I was talking to a professor on the phone, and she said I would have a chance to meet Doc Watson, and so I jumped on that, and things worked out and moved down there. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple months before I got down there, but...
Yeah, I was working in a guitar shop after I graduated from undergrad for like a couple months, and I really was interested in, you know, kind of tracing back the music I liked and trying to figure out where that came from and get a little further back into the century before, and it all kind of ended up in Appalachia, and I was like, well, this is perfect. Let's spend 2 years studying that. And then I met Tim pretty much the first day I moved down there, and we're like, let's play music together. So things worked out pretty well.
Yeah, we met at a potluck. Neither one of us knew many people there. And actually, I was with a friend from Lexington. Yeah, we like high-fived when we realized we were in the same program and went to our friend's house and played till 3 in the morning and then kept hanging out, became good friends, and I guess the music kind of happened from there.
So do you remember what each of you brought to the potluck?
We'll just say I brought some like potato salad. The kind, you know, like a big tub of it.
Okay.
I can't even remember. It was probably something very, very healthy. I was probably like, I want to make a good impression. I want these people to like me. So I don't know how well that worked out.
Let's talk a little bit about North Carolina and the music there. You talk about you're right in the middle of Appalachian country with the actual mountains there. Tell us a little bit about how that is different from, you know, the Cincinnati and the Connecticut experience that you had.
It's weird going home to Connecticut now because there aren't mountains. I kind of miss them. I didn't think I would, but you grow so attached to them. There's such a sense of place and being surrounded by all this beauty that you don't want to leave. I think it influences music. It influences pretty much any aspect of life. I love being down there. I can't imagine going anywhere else at this point.
I remember the first time I went to a community jam in Boone. It was like one of my first weeks there. I just was meeting someone there, and someone let me borrow a guitar, and I sat in, and there was like a banjo and a fiddle, and both were amazing players right next, like on either side of me. And I just had the biggest smile on my face, like, oh my God, I came to the right place. Which, you know, I went to a jam session in Cincinnati, but it was kind of like old classic rock music and stuff, which was still really fun. It was just, especially going to fiddlers conventions and stuff around there, the kind of people that come to those and the kind of talent down there, it's incredible.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky on Red Barn Radio.
Now, you've worked with Dr. C.C. Conway. So this comes back into another Carolina, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and this black banjo gathering, you know, something that really brings people together, sharing, you know, musical ideas and talents, and probably creating a lot of bands out of that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, that and just the connection to just really, you know, great, knowledgeable players that are bringing something that you really won't find anywhere in the country.
Speaking of Cece, she was one of my favorite professors. She had just such an influence in the community and just knowing so many people that played amazing music, and she was always determined to bring them. She was going to make it happen. One of the members of the Chocolate Drops, Hubby Jenkins, actually came and did a concert for us, and we ended up being able to hang out with him after, and it was just sharing music. You share what you love. Cece was all about that, so it was a great introduction for me, at least coming down there and being so welcomed into such a musical community.
Sing me your favorite hymn. My faith is known to run thin, but the blood in my body that tunnels my skin flushes at the thought of our sins. Heat up some tea on the stove, and we'll waltz round the butcher's block to the muscadines grow. I'll still be waiting, it's a long time I know, but it's warm coming in from the cold. The winds will carry away whispers left where we've lain, but I'll follow them down like smoke to train. Partings only bring pain. I remember when we kissed me with words from a poem. I think of them often here out on the road. I'm ready, I'm coming home. The winds will carry away whispers left where we've lain, but I'll follow them down like smoke to train. Partings only bring pain.
The instrument a little bit different than most people you would say. You're actually doing some luthier work?
Very, very amateurly.
Okay.
I love working with my hands. I'm not talented with tools at all, but it really interests me, and I think it's such an art in itself. I'd like to get better, maybe someday.
You have the sound of it, but then, you know, people have their classic look or something special to them, and when you get into guitars, you have the wood to consider and how you shape it into a dreadnought or a cutaway or all these different things. Working with wood is one thing, making cabinets or whatnot, but making a musical instrument is a whole another level.
I think I wanted to understand it better. I mean, I had played a little bit. I've played since I was maybe 11 or so. But just kind of taking it apart and knowing all the little intricacies and how it comes together to make sounds come out of it, and each little piece and what wood makes it sound a certain way. And maybe like the people behind it too as well, like what draws them to want to create such instruments. Since I've moved down here and started the program, I did a little interview with Wayne Henderson. We did a brief documentary for a class with him, but I was able to meet his daughter, who's doing really great instruments as well. So you open up so many different worlds by meeting different people and just learning about what they do.
Well, hey, little darling, I can't remember your name. Well, I've tried.
She's one of my favorites of all time. She's got this album called Quarter Moon in a 10-Cent Town. And if you're looking for something really, really awesome to listen to, I recommend that with all of my heart. So this is one of my favorite tracks off it. It's called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. It was originally written by Rodney Crowell, but they both have pretty great versions. And this is ours.
Mary took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with a head in her hands. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, Mom, I gotta go, gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. I gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go around and around. Nobody knows but the highway. Goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever. Mm-hmm. taking those crazy chances. She's a daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere that goes, such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She'll say, never ever known her when I felt so good. Never ever knew when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Living in Louisiana in the broad daylight.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Red Leg Husky, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Did you both start on?
I had a couple like false starts. Did piano for 2 weeks, you know, when I was interested in, I think, in trying to get a real instrument. I think I either got a harmonica or someone gave me a harmonica. I was like, if you can make some sound out of this, maybe we'll consider getting you something more expensive. And then I got this banjo, and that was kind of a false start because I was taking lessons, but the guy left after like 2 weeks, so it was like another 2-week kind of thing. So I guess the really first instrument I started on was guitar.
I think I played flute for a little while in fifth grade and hated it. I think I wanted to play electric at that point. I was in middle school. I was like, that's the coolest thing. Luckily, I found acoustic, and things mellowed out a little bit from there.
A special story to the banjo you have in your hands?
No, not really.
This is your time to create one.
Yeah. Well, so this banjo was given to me by... No, it was a birthday present, and I've had it for a long time and finally started learning how to play on it. When I was in Boone, I got a different kind of banjo. This is a resonator one, and I got an open back and learned some old-time stuff and put a different head on this to try to get it less of the typical bluegrass sound and more of an old-timey style to it.
Listen, I'm Pat Hammer, a little too heavy.
Hope you're having fun here on Red Barn Radio. Y'all having a good time?
Oh, yeah. We're having a blast.
All right. Good. Have y'all played in Kentucky before?
I think this is the first time from my recollection.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been looking forward to this show.
Now, you have played Virginia.
Yeah, we've played in Virginia.
I think that's the only two Commonwealths. So now you have completed the Commonwealth set of...
Oh, yeah.
Got the pair.
Awesome.
We talked a little bit about, in the beginning, that you all have played out west, and then you're making this round in the Southeast, but there was something different about going out west.
I think ours was a little weird in the fact that we did it all ourselves, we planned it all ourselves, and we decided to just go for it for 3 months and just live out of Tim's Honda CRV for 3 months. And it was awesome, and it was an amazing experience. There were a lot of emotions the whole time. When we finished up grad school, we had both graduated last May, and it was a chance to travel. I personally hadn't been really off the East Coast much. Tim had been out west once or twice. It was just the perfect opportunity. I'm like, well, might as well give it a try, you know? What harm could happen, so.
Yeah, you know, we played so many little towns along the way, and because we were out for 3 months, you know, we'd be in a state for about a week at a time. And unlike a lot of tours where it's, you know, drive 8 hours, play, until the last few weeks where we were really just making a haul to get home, it was drive usually no more than 4 hours, play, you know, a couple more hours, play. And so it was a really great way to see a lot of places and stay with people that lived in the places and not at hotels and camp. We ate a lot of peanut butter and a lot of refried beans, and we are not sick of them yet still. So that's good.
Well, someday I hope that my dreams come true. I sit around and pray, but it ain't no use. And sometimes I wonder why I fly. I can. Hope she returns with my heart in her hand. Cause there's only one thing I know that's true. There's too much me and never enough for you. There's too much me and never enough for you.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
So to recap, that was 67 shows in 16 different states.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bit of a whirlwind, although a lot of time passed quickly. So crazy, but also kind of, you know, we're like, well, we're still out on the road. It's only 2 months in. We got time.
Where was just this place, this almost magical place that you would have never encountered unless you just went on this journey?
My gut says Arkansas. I mean, I've never really heard much about Arkansas besides that it's a state. And so I was just driving through there. It was completely mind-blowing. It was very similar to Appalachia and the Ozarks. And just camping there and seeing these huge lakes and mountains. And it felt very much like home in a completely different region.
There was a couple places that I really loved, but maybe sometime in my life I would have went there on a vacation. Taos, New Mexico, because we played in up north of New Mexico in Taos and another place, Chama, which was a small town. And we played in Albuquerque too, but the Albuquerque shows, we had to go back and forth. And so we drove up and down that desert a couple times. And that was just, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Felt like we were somewhere not in America at all.
Yeah, that was a magical land.
Yeah, it is the land of enchantment, for sure.
Well, don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone and cry and cry. Feel like dying, so don't you go falling in love. Well, I had a girl who ruled my world. She was a woman, and then she was gone.
Well, we're going to do one of the few happy love songs that we've written now. Thank you.
my old heart. I'll send you a postcard with that bass star. Gonna wake you up with my love on the line. Way up, wall here, my whole life. And I'm gonna love you forever this time. I'll set it down, this heart of mine. Don't need a nickel, I'll throw out a dime. If I could have you all of the time. On lazy mornings with you in my arms, a dark cup of coffee won't set no alarms. One long night, nothing to do but stare at the stars with the moon shining through. And I'm gonna love you forever this time. I'll set it down, this heart of mine. Don't need a nickel, I'll throw out a dime. If I could have you all of the time, if I could have you all of the time.
Thank you. We had in the beginning when we were camping a lot, we ended up whipping up some grits that lasted a good amount of time, probably longer than they should have lasted. But those came in handy. Those are pretty good. Our friends before we left gave us this package. It was like this big box filled with things we could possibly need. So we had like some disposable cameras, some fun stuff, but we got some grits and those lasted a long time.
We quickly learned that, especially when we were, you know, on the road and didn't have, because sometimes we'd be at a campsite for maybe like 2 days and play like two different places that were like an hour away, but we could have a central place for at least a couple days, you know, and then we could use our portable stove and actually make some food. But even then, it tended we would just dump a bunch of different cans of like beans and like maybe some corn.
If we were lucky, yeah. Corn,
and
corn
make
good.
Some rice. That was a delicacy. And then we'd have some food. But it was like scoops of peanut butter and then just refried beans straight out of the can. And
this is not for the faint of heart.
You know, it got to the point where we played a lot of breweries and, you know, we'd always ask, like, you don't have to give us any beer, but what kind of food do you guys have? Which we probably looked like heathens when they fed us.
Need
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the brighter side of food. Is there something special about Connecticut food, or what would be something that if you went there, like Philadelphia, of course, has its legendary sandwich. Kentucky's got Burgoo, and Connecticut has.
I'm probably going to embarrass everyone from Connecticut.
You need to call a friend.
I might need to call a friend, yeah. But there's one that I always used to eat at home. My grandfather was from Quebec, and so it's called pâté chinois, and it's like shepherd's pie. And so that was like a staple for them. So I've always had that growing up, and I've converted Tim to being obsessed with it. So yeah. Score points for me.
It's way better than the refried beans, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got like three different kinds of food in it. You know, it's good.
Yeah, so that's my number one from home.
Well, I love Skyline Chili, and I love La Rosa's Pizza and all like the big chains, but my dad makes some killer geta. They like it a little spicy, and it's awesome. So that's what I'll be eating for breakfast for the next 2 weeks.
You've been to the West, you've been in the studio, so you've got that project coming out, and then you're about to go on another tour more close to the side of things.
We really have been concentrated on the Southeast throughout 2015 and just have kind of 4 to 5 day stretches of Virginia or, you know, the Piedmont of North Carolina, or even just locally around Asheville or Georgia and South Carolina and some Tennessee. So.
Well, we're really excited. We're going into the studio in October, too. We're going to come out with a second album, so that's on the horizon as well.
A couple of Virginia shows and our first show in Philadelphia after that, I think.
Well, Frankie and China were sweethearts, already they did love. Swore to be true to each other, chewing the stars above. He was a man, wanted to hurrah. She went down to that corner to buy a bucket of beer. Hey, Mr. Bartender's my loving Johnny, been here, see, he's my man. I think that boy's doing me wrong. Well, I ain't gonna tell you no story, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw you man an hour ago with old Nellie Bly. Girl, he's your man. Oh, that boy doing you wrong now. Surprise. They said old Johnny making love to Nellie Bly. Well, he's a man. Oh, I think everyone knows he's doing it wrong now. She pulled back that kimono and whipped out that 44. Well, really, two, two, three times she shot right on that hardwood floor. Well, he's a man. Oh, that boy done it wrong. Sorry I did you wrong. Well, bring out them purses, now bring out them hags. I'm taking that boy to the graveyard, he ain't coming back. He was my man, but he done me wrong. See, the story has no moral, the story has no end. This story just goes to show there ain't no good in man. Well, he's your man, he's doing you wrong.
Give it one more time for Red Leg Husky. I'd like to thank our guests Misa Giroux and Tim McWilliams, Red Leg Husky, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Special thanks to Marco's Pizza, serving Lexington, Kentucky, the Bahamas, and 35 other states. Authentic Italian pizza since 1978. Marco's Pizza, never a boring bite. I'd like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, members of our studio audience, all the way from England. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guest and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Red Leg Husky.
never had stained the paint in red clay. Real on the road, rolling through his veins, stuck with a sliver of the South, proud of the name his mama gave. I'd follow him down to any place.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tim and Misa, Red Leg Husky, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.